following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School spring sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Spring break's in the rearview, and that doesn't just mean class is back in session. It also means spring sports are back here in Clay County. And we got a good one to kick off the second half of the season as the 3-8 Bulldog baseball team and first-year head coach Devin Brown welcome in head coach Travis Humes and the 8-7 Gordesville Tigers for a District 7A Dandy on the Diamond here in Salina tonight. There's no love lost between these two Class A programs in any sport as familiar faces will collide again to decide who gets a leg up in the conference standings. Get ready, because this is Clay County and Gordesville here on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog Baseball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Spring.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
State Farm and Local Insurance Agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Bulldog Baseball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Well, Welcome in to the CarQuest pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's fourth Clay County Spring Sports broadcast and our second night of calling Bulldog Baseball. We're again sitting comfortable here in the baseball press box looking down on Bulldog Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm happy to be here to continue our coverage of the Dogs on the Diamond after enjoying a week off from wearing the headsets, but I'm glad to have them back on, as are a pair of guys who are well-rested and chomping at the bit to get this one underway, one being Clay County Sports Hall of Fame journalist and one of the godfathers of local sports media. Kevin Donaldson is back with us, folks.
Good to be here, Thomas. It seems like it's been longer than it has, but it's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you, as always. And the other one's our resident icon of the industry who makes spring sports go here on the Horizon Sports Network, 40-year Upper Cumberland veteran broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
Well, I'm glad to be back, Thomas. And we put in an order 10 days ago for a little different weather. We got it, buddy, 70-something degrees. Can't ask for anything better than this tonight. Going to look good, looking forward to this one.
Yeah, this is baseball weather for sure, Craig. And, you know, when it comes to the games like this, I always like to steal the SEC slogan. And, you know, what we have in front of us here tonight, it just means more. This is Clay County and Gordonsville. And, you know, we just saw the first half of this doubleheader. Clay County hung with them for a little while, ended up falling run rule after five innings, 11-1. But no matter the score, these two programs in any sport, they just don't like each other.
That's true. That's the way district games should be, though. You're supposed to not be friends with the ones you're going to have to beat to go to the state tournament. I saw a sign down there, 56 miles from the state championship. If the players for Clay County don't see that and don't get fired up, I don't know what would fire you up, because that kind of fired me up. You know, it's a great T-shirt. I mean, I love it. Somebody else needs to come up with one from different areas, but
right.
But I think that would fire me up if I was looking down there.
No doubt about it. But, Kevin, you know, Gordonsville is kind of one of those perennial powers when it comes to Class A baseball, not just District 7A baseball. They've won the league for several years straight now. But, you know, they split with the defending champion Eagleville just a few days ago. And, you know, this is a really good program. Clay County's going to have their hands full with them tonight.
It always is, always has been. And going back to that animosity between the two schools, I can personally remember 50 years of it. So, yeah, it's been going on a long, long, long time. And I noticed Gordonsville's overall record is not gaudy by any stretch, but we know that's because of who they've been playing.
That's on purpose, kind of like their football program. Yeah. You'll see them mid-season sometimes be at that 500 level. But we know this Tiger team is going to have some talent, and we're looking forward to seeing how the Bulldogs handle it here in this broadcast. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board in our first season of calling spring sports. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker for being our presenting sponsor here tonight and throughout the season. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. And also, tomorrow evening, the newspaper this week will be out in racks and in the mail on Wednesday. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment, so stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Megan Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Megan Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack, and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. But like I said, the paper won't be out till tomorrow, so we'll just summarize what the Dogs have done since our last broadcast. They've gone 2-4 with a pair of big district wins and a trio of tough non-conference losses, and they just lost a district game to Gordsville here in the first half of this doubleheader to get to 3-8. On the season. The Clay County boys swept a doubleheader from Clark Range to move into second place in the league at 3-1, where they beat the Buffaloes 14-6 and 6-1 behind good play from a host of Dogs. Both senior Kyler Westmoreland and sophomore Aiden King each went a perfect 3-for-3 in the first game, while sophomores Nolan Adams and Colton Brown also had multiple hits in the contest, where Clay County racked up a baker's dozen in total. In the second victory over Clark Range, Adams and Keene led Clay County at the plate with a pair of hits and two RBIs apiece to pace the Dogs a victory. Sophomores Brady Daly and Whit Kostolkowski also recorded their respective wins. Clay County also played well at Livingston Academy, where they dropped a 3-0 decision to Hawkeye. Kostolkowski pitched well again, but hits were few and far between, as Daly and Westmoreland had one each for the total of two for the Dogs in the loss. The Quiet Bulldog bats were also a theme in 2-12 defeats at both York and Monroe County, Kentucky, with senior Leighton Brown's 2-for-2 night versus the team from Tompkinsville being a lone highlight in those two. Clay County, just like I said, also fell to Gordonsville 11-1 prior to the second half of this doubleheader we were getting ready to call, guys. So, Craig, you go back in the last couple of weeks with the spring break we had, you know, those two Clark Range wins were kind of the highlight of that stretch.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the two things that kind of stood out to me in the what you were talking about right there, the district wins. You talk about just meaning more. Those games are what means more. You're playing for seeding, and you're wanting to be, like Doug talked about in their last softball broadcast, you want to be opposite. You want to want best one and two opposite each other. You don't want to fall into a situation where you might have to face a Gordonsville in some kind of elimination game. So that's what they're wanting to do, and they're taking care of business by doing that. And the other thing you were talking about, they're playing up.
That's
they're
right.
Playing some bigger, much bigger high school baseball teams, and you think maybe spring sports, it doesn't affect that much, but when you get bigger, you get individual players who play only baseball. That's the only sport they play, so that makes it a whole lot tougher to match up when you got a bunch of kids that plays two, three sports, maybe four, you know, so with track and stuff around Clay County or whatever they might do, and so that just makes a huge difference, and that's the way you improve. You take care of your district games, you play the bigger teams, and that helps you improve to get ready for those district games.
No doubt, Craig. And Kevin, I know you talked to Coach Brown earlier today about that Livingston Academy loss, and he was really impressed by his team's performance.
Oh, absolutely. A 3-0 loss, but he pretty much said that was one of the better games they've played all year long. The Bulldogs, based on what Coach Brown told us, they simply need the bats to wake up. And
are you mute? There we go. I think you're good now.
And hopefully that's going to take place. You know, it's a young team. A lot of sophomores, very heavy on that. And Coach said right up front the pitching and fielding have kept them in games. But the bats need to wake up, and they need to get the bat off their shoulder, he mentioned
right.
In particular. Taking a lot of call third strikes, and we all know what that means in the end. But it's a young team. They're still learning.
No doubt. But a decent stretch for the Dogs as we approach this big game with Gordonsville here. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including spring sports, and we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Gordonsville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs! Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys District 7A update. Red Bowling Springs still leading the league. They're 7-9 overall and 4-2 in District 7A play. They've beaten Clark Range twice. They split with Clay County and Pickett County. Their next contest coming up against these Gordesville Tigers we have in front of us next week on April the 15th and 16th. Kevin, we kind of talked about this in the last broadcast. Somewhat of a surprise that the Red Dogs are leading the league here.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to say it is, because you think of Tigers, whether that being softball or baseball. Let's face it, for the past several years, if the game is played with a bat and a ball, they pretty much rule the roost.
They have.
And just good programs, and as we referenced earlier, their overall record may or may not indicate how good a team they are or how well they've been playing. Now, Gordonsville's softball team this year, notwithstanding,
you know,
they're pretty much steamrolling everybody. But always interesting. It's always great when we have a competitive district race. It just makes things better. Whether we're on top or whether we're chasing somebody, it's just a lot more fun.
And you mentioned those Tigers. Gordonsville sitting in second place currently. They're 8-7 overall, got above 500 with that opening win here tonight against Clay County, 3-0 in the league. They've beaten Pickett County twice, beaten Clay County here tonight, but they smoked Pickett County 13-18-0. And I think Red Bowling's at the top at this point just because Gordonsville has only played 3 district games at this point, Kevin.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Time will tell.
They will. Clay County currently sitting in third to 3-8 overall, 3-2 in the league. We talked about that big doubleheader win over Clark Range. They also split with Red Bowling Springs, and of course dropped the one to Gordonsville tonight. Their next district contest also coming up on April the 15th and 16th versus Pickett County. I did fail to mention Gordonsville has Red Bowling Springs and Clark Range. They have to play them twice each left on the schedule. And then at the bottom you have Pickett County. I have the only information I can find shows them at 4-8, 1-3 in the league. They split with Red Bowling Springs, have lost to Gordonsville twice. Clay County has them, and just like I said, next Monday and Tuesday. And then Clark Range, 0-6, 0-4 is all the information I could find on them. They lost to Red Bowling Springs and Clay County twice. They still have Gordonsville and Pickett County to play both 2 times in the league. So there Clay County sits, Kevin, right at, you know, in striking distance. If they can, you know, maybe steal one from Gordonsville. But the biggest thing to me, I think, is they've got to take care of business against the Bobcats next week.
Oh, no doubt about it. They must. And you know, we're going to have 8 games played when the season ends, and We won't know till that time probably, but the season will probably go about like we had expected it to. And you know, we finished second, the Bulldogs did, to Gordonsville last year. They finished second to them in the district. Coach Brown, who assisted last year as a coach, also pointed out that we beat Gordonsville time last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, by a 6-2 score. So, you know, nobody's unbeatable, no doubt about that. But will it take our best effort to beat a Gordonsville? Well, yeah, it will.
Folks, this Boys District 7A update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. I think, guys, we better roll right in to the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. KD, we've talked about Coach Brown and his thoughts quite a bit already during this pregame show, but I know you've got a little more from him and some thoughts of your own headed into this one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Thomas. He did mention that the Bulldogs will be without two pretty key players today as well. Leighton Brown and Eli Burnett won't be on the field today. So an even younger team is going to have some youngsters step up to play. And as we talked about earlier, they're going to have to take the bat off their shoulder. Coach said that so far this season they are averaging 10 hitting strikeouts a game. And he said they've just got to cut down on it, got to make more contact and force the Gordonsvilles and whoever it is they might be playing to make a play on the ball. You know, games can go along pretty easily if you're striking out a lot. And they've got to cut down on that.
Yeah, we saw quite a few of those in that first contest against Gordonsville Craig. You know, Clay County paid them pretty tough for a couple of innings there, and then you saw the Gordonsville bats get going, but the Bulldog bats didn't.
Yeah, and you listen to this, that first game, we got to sit and watch most of it, and you just listen to the sound of the Gordonsville bats. It's just a solid contact they make, and that's what Clay County's got to find. Got to find the ability to put the barrel of the bat on the baseball and just drive through it, because that when you listen to that that ping off that aluminum bat, there's no better sound than that when you get a good solid hit. So once they start finding that, they'll want more of that, and that's what they need to do. Just find how to get the barrel of the bat on the ball and just drive through it, and then hitting becomes contagious. If you get somebody that steps up and hits it well, somebody else is going to try to match what they're doing. Just keep kind of growing as it goes along. That's what they need to do to be in this game tonight.
And we've heard that I think you've got the lineup, Craig, there. You know, we've got the young Whit Kaslowski going to make the start here tonight, Kevin. Looking forward to seeing him on the bump.
Well, Coach bragged on him and our first game starter, Brady Daly, in that interview that we had earlier. He's pleased with what they're doing and thinks he has maybe a third arm that's ready to come into the rotation as the season wears on in Nolan Adams.
Yeah, and Kaslowski, you guys, if you look at his numbers, he's pitched 5 games, started 4 of those. He's faced a total of 122 batters, the most on the team so far. He's through for 28 strikeouts, only 18 walks, and, you know, he's not an overpowering type pitcher. Craig, he's the one that held Livingston Academy to just 3 runs, a team that is split with these Gordonsville Tigers. So, you know, to me, Kaslowski may have a little magic for Gordonsville here coming into this one.
Yeah, Livingston's got some bats. If you can hold them to 3 runs, they hit the ball very well, and they do it with a bunch of different players. So if you can hold them to only 3 runs, you pitch pretty well. And that really gives you a good hope for tournament season, because in the tournament you've got one pitcher that can really be your lead pitcher. Then you've got a couple others that can come in and get wins for you. Doesn't matter who it is, somebody just needs to step up and do that. And like you talked about, this game's so big. If you get a win here and split with this team and then win the rest of them, it comes down to tiebreakers, and I'm not sure what they are, probably a coin toss. But if you get that one seed, you'd love to be able to do that, because you get to host, I think, the tournament, don't you? So that would tonight, this game right here means a whole lot to this Clay County team.
No doubt. Folks, this has been the Keys of the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer. We see the Gordonsville pitcher warming up here, Craig. I think I better just kick it to you for the Subway starting lineup.
It's time. These the big left-handers out there throwing pretty well, too, so they're going to have to face the left-handed throwing pitcher today in Colton Bennett. For Gordonsville, he'll be on the mound there for the Tigers game to start for Coach Travis Humes. And the Gordonsville Tigers, dressed in the blue baseball jerseys, the white baseball pants, catching today is number 22, Chris Matthews. At first base is number 30, Eddie Rivera. But I better tell you, first of all, the Subway starting lines for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon at Subway. At first base, Eddie Rivera wearing number 30. At second base is number 47, Sam Albritton. At shortstop, number 27, Jay Foster, kind of unique. It's not a name. It's just the letter J is his first name, Jay Foster. And at third base is number 7, Kyle Adams. And we'll get the outfield after we'll tell you. Leading off will be Nolan Adams for Clay County, followed by Brady Daly and Colton Brown. New up for the Bulldogs of Coach Devram Brown, as the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And the first pitch is a ball to Nolan Adams to get this game underway. And then Adams, a ground ball to shortstop, moving to his right, up with it, throw to first base in time on a good play there by Sam Albritton on the ground out by Nolan Adams for out number one.
Yeah, we see Nolan Adams the last time we called a baseball game here on the Horizon Sports Network was his first game. Yeah. He's already moved into that leadoff spot, Kevin.
Well, you expect that out of an athlete like him. It doesn't matter what kind of ball it is, he's going to play it pretty well.
Brady Daly stepping in to hit now. The first swing, or the first pitch, is a swinging strike to Daly. 0-1 pitch. Now Colton Bennett, swinging strike again to get ahead in the count 0-2. And like we talked about, he's got some heat on that left-handed arm there, does Bennett.
Yeah, I talked to some of the Gordonsville fans before the first game, and Bennett, just a sophomore. Probably they're about their number three pitcher in their rotation, and definitely got some talent on the mound out there.
Yeah, he's number three. 1-2 must really bring some heat for the Tigers.
Right.
Count goes 1-2 on that low pitch inside to Daly, the third baseman for Clay County in this game. 1-2 pitch from Bennett. Swing and a miss for strike three for out number two. First strike out of the game for Colton Bennett. And two up, two down now for Clay County. And Colton Brown will be the batter for the Bulldogs.
Kevin, you know, Coach Brown talked about it, making contact. Nolan Adams did that. Brady Daly swinging, swinging to go down. Didn't watch that last pitch. So you can see Coach Brown's thoughts kind of coming to fruition in the first two batters.
And that last pitch looked a little bit outside, but he did get the bat off of his shoulder.
Check swing there by Colton Brown. Couldn't lay off that high fastball. The count goes 0-1 as he did go around enough to be called the strike. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss there on a big cut again to see Bennett get ahead in the count 0-2. That's the thing, Colton Bennett, each of the last two batters now, he's gotten ahead 0-2, and that makes it so much easier for a pitcher, doesn't it? The 0-2 pitch here from Bennett looks into his catcher behind the plate to get the sign. Chris Matthews, swinging strike for out number three, strikeout number two in the inning for Bennett. We're through half an inning. Clay County playing defense there at home, but they're the visiting team today is Clay County. Then this is the second game of the doubleheader. We'll be back to Salina right after this.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen. in to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County and Gordonsville are scoreless here, headed into the bottom of the first inning, Craig.
Yeah, kind of an odd thing, like we talked about going out at the top of the first. They're the visiting team, so they're on defense. Second, they batted first in Clay County, so the defense out there now for the Bulldogs with Whit Kaslikowski on the mound for Clay County, catching as Colton Brown around the infield at first base. For the Bulldogs is going to be Aiden Keene. Let's see.
Should be Reese Adams.
Reese Adams, yeah. I got him in right field. I couldn't read the eight from the three. So Reese Adams is at first base. At second base is Kyler Westmoreland. At shortstop is Nolan Adams. And at third base for Clay County is Brady Daly. In the outfield and left field is Warner Melton. In center field is Caden Dyer, as this one popped up in the air by the leadoff batter Jay Foster and foul for strike one. In center field is Caden Dyer, and in right field is Waylon Cherry for the Clay County defense. Leading off, Jay Foster for Gordonsville. He's followed by Tucker Smith and Eddie Rivera. Due up for the Tigers, the 0-1 pitch from Kaslikowski. This one fouled down the right side and out of play to get the count to 0-2. And we talked about Bennett being able to get ahead in the count 0-2. Kaslikowski is doing that same thing right here to the first batter he's faced.
Yeah, first time I've seen him address the plate, guys, and he's looking good so far on the first two pitches.
0-2 pitch coming up here facing the right-handed hitting Jay Foster. 0-2 pitch. This one ground with a fly ball into center field. Center fielder long run to his left. Can't get to it. That's going to drop for a base hit in the gap. Foster trying to stretch it into a double. Will come in standing up with a leadoff double for Gordonsville in the gap into right center field. That was good contact there. And there you heard that sound I talked about, that ping off the good part of the bat.
Well hit ball on a line.
And you talked about Jay Foster and his name. Just a great athlete, one of the better athletes in the area. Starts at quarterback for the Tigers and also pretty much their best basketball player when it comes to a guard position. Also just led his team to the state tournament. So Foster in the leadoff spot. Again, very talented athlete, and you see that on the diamond here too.
And they went pretty deep in football also, did they?
Well, they got put out by South Pitt, I think, just like the rest of us.
No shame in that, is it?
It happens a lot in our region, doesn't it?
Number two hitter going to be Tucker Smith, hitting in the left-handed batter's box for Gordonsville. Runner in scoring position here in the early innings for Gordonsville. Bottom of the first inning with the Tigers hitting for the first time as Smith squares to bunt. The runner's going as the third baseman came in to play the bunt, and that opened up third base. It's going to be a stolen base by Jay Foster on good heads-up base running there to get him to third base.
Yeah, well, it's Daly breaking in on the bunt, Kevin,
right.
So it was out of position for the throw.
Left a little bit early, yeah.
So now runner at third. Let's see if he still tries a little suicide squeeze here for Smith. He's pulled the bat back like he's going to hit. Good backhanded stop there by Clay County's catcher Colton Brown to keep that one gained away, and the pitch is inside for ball one. Kaslikowski takes a look over there to the runner at third. Very short lead there. 1-0 pitch misses inside for ball two. And again, that backhanded stop there by Brown. One of those gets away, it could be trouble.
Two pretty good stops by the catcher.
It was. 2-0 pitch. Going to be grounded sharply down the right side. He ripped that one, but ripped it foul right toward the Gordonsville dugout. The count goes 2-1.
Staying inside against the left-handed batter.
He has good control there, too. He's right in on him about four pitches in a row there, Craig.
Those inside pitches, it's so hard to get to where you can pull those, trying to make him go to the side of the field where they can hold that runner at third, and the count 2-1 now to Smith. This one grounded to first base. First baseman will get to it as Reese Adams fields it on a hop, but it will score a run on the RBI on the fielder's choice with the ground out to first base to Reese Adams, route number one here in this first inning.
Yeah, good play by Adams there, Kevin, and that was really the only play he could make.
Well, if you got a runner on third, you want to hit it to the right side, and Gordonsville executed that. Got a run in.
Eddie Rivera, the batter now for Gordonsville, as he'll hit from the left side as well, but nobody on and one out. That one's inside for ball one. Rivera, he wasn't going to move if that was going to hit him, was he? He stood there, kind of leaned toward it a little bit, wanting to get on base any way possible. 1-0 pitch to Rivera. That one misses inside to him, very close to him. And again, he's not going to help a pitcher out by getting out of the way.
The count. Rivera's a pretty good sized kid. Is he a football player, Thomas? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't recognize the name, but you're exactly right. Bound to be the power of the lineup here.
The 2-0 pitch coming up to Rivera. That one catches the inside part of the plate for call, strike one. You talked about against Foster and Smith, everything inside, and he's doing the same thing to Rivera. The number three hitter has become the modern-day cleanup hitter, so this probably is their most powerful hitter.
And Kaskowski really impressed with his control, guys, especially on the inside corner.
Yep, and like I said, he's not going to move to get out of the way, as that hit batsman will move runner to first base. Got him in the back there to put him on first base, and now Sam Albritton will bat for Gordonsville as he'll hit from the right-handed batter's box after facing two left-handed hitters. Let's see if he keeps throwing to the same spot, trying to throw away from the right-handed hitter this time. Rivera's short lead over at first base as Adams holding him on. They'll throw over to first. It gets away. The ball bounces in, and Adams couldn't field it. They'll make the throw down to short to second base, and the shortstop covering, but in safely on the throwing error is going to be Eddie Rivera moving down to second base.
Always a risk on that pickoff move.
Yeah, just kind of one-hopped it there to Reese, and just couldn't quite gather it. Did a good job picking it up and holding the runner to just one base, though.
Albritton still to face his first pitch, and that one bounces in, gets away, and that'll let Rivera move down to third base. So the wild pitch there, going to move Rivera down to first base or to third base. The pitch was a ball to make the count 1-0 to Albritton. One oh pitch. This one fouled off the end of the bat for strike one. That's what we saw a lot of in game one. They hit it hard, but they can manufacture runs this way. They can get on and just cause things to happen to get them to be able to move bases, and that's kind of what they've done here in this first inning. Albritton steps back in there. The count 1-1 from Whit Keselowski. Grounded right back to Keselowski. He'll take the play at first. They may have a play at home. Throw coming in, but sliding in safely is going to be Rivera on a good slide. He hesitated a moment at third. Reese Adams makes the throw in, but sliding in safely to beat it off a good attempted tag by Colton Brown, and Eddie Rivera will score the run and an RBI on the fielder's choice for Sam Albritton.
Again, kind of caught in the middle of there.
Yeah, good speed by the runner. Keselowski played that exactly the way you're supposed to play it. Mm-hmm. He was able to beat it home.
And a good throw by Adams to the plate also. But you're right, Kevin, the speed of Rivera.
Brody Sykes, the batter now, the designated hitter for Gordonsville. He bats for the pitcher, Colton Bennett. First pitch to Sykes was ball one. 1-0 pitch. This one hit in the air on the right side, but that's going to get out of play and even the count at 1-1. Couple of runs in for Gordonsville as they lead it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, this is not the only game Clay County has going on right now. Big softball matchup going on just down the road at Red Bowling Springs. The Lady Dogs lead the Red Lady Dogs 4-1 at the end of the third inning. So, big one going on in Red Bowling Springs right now for the Clay County softball team.
Yeah, that's a big one over there. That could mean a whole lot to that softball team, to be a big step to locking up at least second place as they're chasing Gordonsville. Pitch was a strike to take the count 1-2 to Sykes. 1-2 pitch from Kazlikowski. Just misses outside for ball two. Sykes gave it a long look on the outside part of the strike zone, but the umpire says just outside. They even the count at 2-2.
You know, missing basketball when it came to Jay Foster. Brody Sykes was that other player I mentioned. He does play in the paint on the hardwood, but they were their two go-to guys in basketball, Sykes and Foster.
You see them so many times in, around the – you just get to know those names and know the kids, it seems like, doesn't it?
You do.
Foul ball keeps the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch from Kazlikowski. Swing and a miss for strike three. Brown caught it. They try to run down to first base, but he caught the strikeout anyway, and that's the first strikeout of the game for Whit Kazlikowski. Gordonsville scores a couple. We're through one complete. It's Gordonsville 2, Clay County 0. Back for the second inning right after this.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Folks, if you haven't been down to check out Eli Schmucker and all the gang at Clay Power Sports, you need to do so. They have an outdoor dealership with boats, mowers, side-by-sides, utility vehicles, all kinds of stuff down there, Craig, plus a huge store for all things boating, fishing, just anything you can imagine.
And you look at the extended forecast, they're talking about some 80-degree days coming up in 7 or 8 days, so that's a perfect time to get down there and visit them. First pitch of the second inning going to be low for ball one to Reese Adams to lead off the inning. Reese Adams, Kyler Westmoreland, and Aiden Keene due up for the Bulldogs, facing Colton Bennett back out there for Gordonsville.
We talked about Colton Brown having the power. Reese Adams, the only home run for the Clay County Bulldogs so far this season, came against at Monroe County, Kentucky, up at Tompkinsville. Doug Strong was telling us about it. Said he really smoked one to deep center field, guys. And you can see with his stature, he could get behind one quick.
Big, strong kid is Reese Adams as he steps back in there, trying to get him on the board with one swing of the bat. That one catches the inside part of the strike zone for the first strike of the at-bat to Adams to take the count to 2-1 now to Reese Adams. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss to even the count at 2-2 now. Heart of the order, 4, 5, and 6 batters due up for Clay County. Here's the lights are on in the second game of this doubleheader with Gordonsville. 2-2 pitch from Bennett. Swing and a miss for strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Colton Bennett as he has found a groove right now for Gordonsville.
And he wastes no time getting the ball back.
No.
You're not going to step out on him, I don't believe. not for very long, anyway.
And it's a great job by Bennett. He saw Adams was going to be pretty aggressive at the plate and gave him pitches that are really hard to put in play.
Yeah, he's got good control right now. First pitch here going to be hit down the right field line. That's going to chance to drop, and that will. And it could be an extra base hit here for Clay County. They get to the relay, but sliding in safely with a double is Kyler Westmoreland for the Clay County Bulldogs. Hit it right down the right field line. Couldn't have took it out there and laid it down any better. The right fielder over there, Maddox Randolph, got to it quickly, but good speed by Westmoreland to put him on second base.
Yeah, this is a great job by the senior going the opposite direction, Kevin.
Absolutely, and he showed some wheels there. he made that turn at first really quickly. Didn't hesitate.
Yeah, no. The relay to Sam Albritton, I thought if they turn that, they've got a chance to get him, but he was two steps in there safely.
Westmoreland, another one of those good athletes here in Upper Cumberland for Clay County. You know, he's kind of a three-point specialist on the basketball team, played that guard position, and he's built for speed, guys, and he showed it there.
0-2 count now to Aiden Keene with a runner in scoring position. Can't catch up to that fastball inside to get the strikeout. Second strikeout of the inning for Colton Bennett. And now it'll be Caden Dyer to bat here in the second as he tries to bring in a run to cut this lead in half. That one misses inside for ball one to take the count 1-0 to Colton Dyer. Rather to Caden Dyer.
See where Dyer's one of nine sophomores on the Bulldogs roster this year.
Colton Bennett takes a look out to Westmoreland at second base. Swing and a miss there for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Bennett four strikeouts, but did give up the extra base hit to Kyler Westmoreland in this inning. Top of the second with Gordonsville leading 2-0. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two to take count 1-2.
Guys, we don't have a radar gun, obviously, but let me tell you something. Those balls are coming in there hot, Craig.
It's popping that mid, and that when it sounds that well, runner goes, little ground ball off home plate. The second baseman going to be a tough play as it trickles off the grass, but he'll make it on a good play by Sam Albritton. It just hit the front of home plate, bounced out there to him, and Albritton just stayed with it, makes the throw over to first base to get the third out of the inning. We're through 1.5. It is Gordonsville 2, Clay County 0, back for the bottom of the second right after this.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 0-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Guys, so we just got an update from Doug Strong, who's sitting alongside us here, about Clay County softball. Baylor Walden, solo home run to dead center field, putting Clay County up 6-1 over Red Bowling Springs after 3.5 innings, guys. The Lady Dogs stepping it up when they need to.
And, you know, you look back at that one, the Link girl, I'd assume, would be the one that would be pitching for Red Bowling Springs, and she's not going to give you any help. You know, she's not going to have a lot of speed that you can use to help drive it out, so you just have to kind of power those out. So that's pretty impressive by Walden, to be able to power one out to straightaway center field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Also, while we have a little time, I want to mention, folks, if you're out there watching or listening, help us spread the word about the Horizon Sports Network spring sports coverage. Share this broadcast. I know some people may not know we're on the air. It's a little different timing for us here coming on late for this second half of this doubleheader, District 7A baseball between Clay County and Gordonsville. So all you have to do is share the broadcast, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a free Delhalla Horizon newspaper subscription. And our winner from our last broadcast is Miss Carly Webb. She shared the broadcast and got Drew out as the winner from the last softball broadcast we did. Carly Webb, all you have to do is send us an email to info@delhallahorizon.com to claim your free subscription. And again, if you're listening, share this broadcast and have an opportunity to get a free subscription.
And I just want to say how much we appreciate the people that watch us. We love the support that this channel gets in all sports, in these spring sports. You're just starting something brand new, and we just love how everybody's supporting us and continue to tell people. Let people know, let the sponsors know that you appreciate them, because they're what makes it possible for us to do this. But we just have fun with it, but we love that a lot of people are watching. We're just so happy to have them with us.
Yeah, we are. And Kevin, you know, we talked about doing this last year, never could really get it off the ground. And
We didn't have Craig.
That's exactly right. So he's the one that had to teach us how to do it.
Absolutely.
Now it's just like riding a bicycle, though. You all can do it just easy as nothing. Gordonsville to you to bat here in the bottom of the second. Chris Matthews, Kyle Adams, and Maddox Randolph. You up. The first pitch going to miss low for ball one to Matthews, the catcher.
Guys, Kaslikowski's doing a steady diet of breaking balls, and he's having some success. He got that last strikeout in the previous inning on two breaking balls.
Yeah, and I think you got the call on that one, Craig. This one's turned on.
This one hit well to left field. Left fielder going to the line, makes a backhanded catch over there in left field. Good play by Warner Melton, moving to the left field line on a ball that could have been in foul ground, but a fly out there on a good play. And, you know, it seems like that every time we come here to do a baseball game, left field, it gets a whole lot of action, and Melton makes a good put out there.
He does, and he's filling in for Eli Burnett out there. Again, down two starting outfielders, Kevin, and Melton doing a great job filling in.
That was nice. He made a good break on the ball.
Second time a batter's been hit there as that hits Adams in the leg, and it'll be a base runner here for Gordonsville as they'll get the second man on. One out here with Maddox Randolph to bat with the runner at first base.
That was a breaking ball that didn't break.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, you talk about the breaking balls. If you're going to take one as a hitter, if you're going to take a hit by pitch, those are the kind you want. You don't want those 70-mile-an-hour fastballs. Throw to first, the runner dives back and gets back safely for Gordonsville.
You have to think, the Gordonsville coach has scouted Kaslikowski too and knows when that's coming, because you see these Tiger batters, they're just turning that shoulder and taking it.
They've got a courtesy runner out there for the catcher as he's going to go. That one misses inside. Catcher can't hold it as it pops out of the mitt of Colton Brown. It's going to be a stolen base for Kyle Adams. The pitch was a ball to Maddox Randolph to make the count 1-0. The courtesy runner is Kyle Adams, the runner out there for Gordonsville. So no courtesy runner here. It is Adams running. And now the 1-0 pitch, as with the runner in scoring position, Randolph squares to bunt. They'll throw out the second. It gets away. That'll let Adams move down to third base. Long throw coming in, and that will be stopped there on a good play by the third baseman there for Clay County, as Brady Daly keeping that one from getting to the fence and possibly a run scoring.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyle Adams. Gordonsville's ace, he is on the mound, and you see him getting a little action here in this second game, guys. Sat out the first one, I'm pretty sure, but according to a couple of the Gordonsville fans down there, he is their best pitcher.
He's standing at third base now. The count 2-0 to Maddox Randolph. Time called is a little too much time taken this time by Kaslikowski as the home plate umpire. We'll let everything reset. That one stays high for ball three. So a 3-0 count to Randolph, the right fielder for Gordonsville. No walks given up yet by Kaslikowski. He has hit a couple of batters. That one misses outside for ball four. Gets away, but the runner going to hold with only one out. He's not going to try to come in, and it will be the first walk of the game given up by Kazlikowski, and put runners at the corners for Dalton. Rather, it is for Dalton Hancock, the batter for Gordonsville, and just immediately Randolph moves down to second base with the runner at third on the stolen base.
Yeah, he didn't even stop at first. He just rounded it as he took the walk.
He was hoping to draw a throw.
Yeah, he was.
Swing and a miss. That one bounces off the mitt of Brown. That's going to let a run come in to score, as the pitch was a swinging strike for strike one, but the second run in the inning is the first run in the inning is Adams will come in to score. Randolph will move down to second base. Strike one to Hancock. So the Tigers extend the lead to 3-0 here in the bottom of the second. This one's going to be grounded to third, knocked down, but can't keep it in front of him. A run will score, and that's going to be an infield hit for Dalton Hancock, and an RBI bringing Randolph in from third base to score the second run of the inning.
Yeah, that one just got to Keene really fast and took a kind of a funny hop there on him, didn't he, Kevin?
Yeah, and the runner from third got such a break. I'm not sure if he handles that clean, if he throws him out at home or not. Might not have even tried. Gordonsville's got good team speed.
Yeah, good speed, and like you said, you know, they're crafty on the bases too, guys. You can tell they're well coached, of course.
I'm not sure what happened on that pitch there. Foster just stepped out. They've got 1-1 on the board as the count. I don't think that can be right, as Jay Foster just steps up there. I think this is the first pitch that he will face. The runner goes. Foster squares to bunt. It gets away. It's going to be a stolen base. They're going to quickly hustle down to third base. It's going to be Dalton Hancock. So that's what we talked about. That alert base running by Gordonsville has already moved a runner down to third base, and the pitch was a ball to Jay Foster with still only one out here in the bottom of the second.
And it was Foster who had the double his first time up to get this rally started for Gordonsville, who lead 4-0 here.
Even though he did step out and ask for time, they didn't grant it, so it's a 1-1 count. Here's a ground ball in the hole on the left side. That's through for a base hit, and another run will score for Gordonsville as Hancock will come in to score on the second hit of the day by Jay Foster and his first RBI. Three runs in the inning, and a 5-0 Gordonsville lead now here in the second. And they've done it on a hit batsman, a walk, then a couple of singles to score three runs here in the inning.
You know, we've got some lineup change here, guys. I didn't pay any attention. That's Colton Brown on third, not Aiden Keene. So, got a different catcher, I think. Is that Brady Daly?
Yeah, they have. They've switched.
So we missed
spots.
That.
Well, that's one thing about them. They don't really tell you that much. They just kind of move people around.
No announcement for substitutions in this game, is
there? No, there's not. So those two just switch spots, as Daly is the catcher now, and Colton Brown at third base. That one gets away from Daly, and that's going to see Foster move down to second base. Pitch was a ball to Tucker Smith.
The runner was going to begin with, wasn't he, guys? I don't know that he's going to throw him out either way.
No, I don't think so.
Smith, fielder's choice, his last at-bat with an RBI. That misses inside. Good job by Daly keeping it there that time. The count goes 2-0 now.
And the runner goes to third.
And quickly down there, Jay Foster. Well, you can't even mark the scorebook unless they're moving, can you? They're just they're very aggressive on the base paths.
Delayed steal there.
They just did it on the throwback to the pitcher.
2-0 pitch to Smith. Oh, that one just misses for ball three.
Must have been high.
Looked good right down the middle.
It did.
But it's 3-0 now to Smith. 3-0 pitch from Kazlikowski taking all the way, and he'll take strike one. Kind of looked like the same spot, didn't it?
It did.
3-1 now to the left fielder for Gordonsville. This one hit sharply off the umpire. Oh, goodness. That got him right in the left leg, and he is shaken up.
Umpire's down. That ball was well hit.
It was.
And he took it straight in the air. That didn't bounce.
Oh, got him right above the left knee, and that's a tough spot to be hit by one hit that hard. A run will come in to score on the single by Tucker Smith with an RBI, but the field umpire is down out there after taking that hard shot off the left leg, and certainly hope he's all right, but that's a tough one there. They're laughing about it a little bit, and he's going to try to walk it off. That's a tough guy right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to have look at, like you said, right in the thigh. It looked as though he tried to get away from it. So you talk about a deep bruise coming up here, guys, and he's going to stick it out, though.
I don't know what his day job is, but he'll feel it tomorrow.
He will. And another good piece of hitting by the Gordonsville Tigers. You know, I think that one gets through no matter if the umpire is there or not, Craig, and to score another run. You see him rallying here. Got four so far.
It actually may have held him to a single there just by keeping it in
right.
the infield.
You're right.
Eddie Rivera, the batter now for Gordonsville, as he'll step in to hit for the second time. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Daly going to look the runner back at first base, but Smith not going right now as Gordonsville's added four to extend the lead to 6-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Rivera hits this one to the right side. Second baseman up with it. He'll throw to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag, but Adams able to get the toes back on top of the bag on the throw from Kyler Westmoreland to get out number two here in the inning. It'll go 4-3, but we'll move the runner over to second base.
The referees, umpire, Freudian slip, are discussing something that happened on that play. Let's see.
I think he was just making sure.
Catcher's interference. So the batter is safe. Must have hit the glove of the catcher there, Daly, so it'll be a catcher's interference. Put runners on first and second now with still just one out for Gordonsville.
That was a good job by Reese Adams kind of elevating to make that catch and get his toe tapped down to get what we thought was the out.
First pitch to Sam Albritton, going to be high for ball one. Gordonsville with a big inning going right here in this second inning. We said they're the home team on the scoreboard here, playing a doubleheader here at Clay County High School. That one taken just above the numbers for ball two to take the count 2-0. You know, he's the eighth batter to hit in this inning for Gordonsville. If he can reach without a double play, they'll have batted around here in the second inning. 2-0 pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike one. That curveball had a big break on it to catch the outside part of the strike zone.
It did.
Yeah, it was up in all Britain's eyes there at one point, guys, and then swept across the plate.
The bottom just dropped out, and it takes the count 2-1. 2-1 pitch. This one hit in the air on the left side. Hit pretty well to left field. Left fielder moving over into foul ground will make the catch as Warner Melton over there again to make the play for Clay County. Second time he's caught one in foul ground to get out number two here in the inning.
That ball was pretty well hit.
Yeah, it's probably 10, 12 feet short of the fence there in foul ground. And now Brody Sykes, the batter, is he's the number nine hitter. There's the ninth batter in this inning for Gordonsville. Kazlikowski trying to get out of the inning here with a couple of runners on. That one misses away for ball one. So 1-0 to Sykes. Now he's got to be every bit of 6'2", 6'3", doesn't he?
I think he's taller than that. I mean, he's
a big kid.
Yeah, he's a 6'5", 6'6", kid. First team all-district basketball player. Just a really good athlete and has been for quite some time. Just a junior, I think, guys, if I'm not mistaken.
Big cut there to even the count at 1-1 from Wick Kazlikowski. Holding the runner on out at second. Kazlikowski going to step off the rubber. With the runner at second base, he doesn't have to make a throw over there. So we'll reset here. Runner at second is Tucker Smith. At first base is Eddie Rivera for Gordonsville. The batter is Brody Sykes.
You get the feeling looking at him, he could generate some serious bat speed. Big kid.
He is.
Kazlikowski again taking a look out to the runner, the lead runner. They move back to normal defensive position. That one misses inside for ball two to take the count 2-1. He's patient, too. He's looked at a couple that were pretty close to strikes here in this at-bat. Kazlikowski has the sign from Daly. Now time called by the batter. This kind of a difference in tempo is the 2-1 pitch misses inside to take the count 3-1. We talked about, you mentioned Colton Bennett, how fast he works. Mm-hmm. Kazlikowski, he's a much more methodical pace, isn't he?
He is, and, you know, it doesn't have the power and the arm that Bennett does, but he's got great control, guys, around the plate.
3-1 pitch misses high and outside for ball four. So the second walk of the inning will load the bases now for Gordonsville as Smith will move down to third. Rivera will move over to second. And Sykes at first base for Chris Matthews, who led off this inning. He'll bat for a second time here in the inning. Got off to a good start to Kazlikowski. Kazlikowski getting Matthews to fly out to left field. But since then, Gordonsville has put four runs on the board to extend the lead to 6-0. That one just misses outside for ball one. So 1-0 to Matthews. Short lead at third base. Kazlikowski didn't like the lead, though, and he'll step off the pitching rubber. He took a long look over there at Tucker Smith, and Smith, again, a short lead, swing and a miss on a big cut there by Matthews to even the count at 1-1. He had visions of grand slam on that swing, but couldn't catch up to the fastball that time from Kazlikowski up around the numbers.
Yeah, and Clay County, you know, got 2 outs here, Craig. If they could just get out of this one here with no more damage done. There.
That one bounces away. The runner's going to try to score from home and will come in safely to score the fifth run of the inning is Tucker Smith. We told you that he was trying to draw some attention from Kazlikowski, and he's able to come in to score. Rivera will move down to third base, and Sykes will move down to second base. The pitch was a ball to take the count to 2-1 now to Matthews.
Yeah, fifth run of the inning scored by Gordonsville, Kevin. Again, this is just one you got to get in the dugout here.
Right, and a combination of hitting and excellent base running. Mm-hmm. They're very aggressive on the base path.
Yeah, and put so much pressure on the Clay County defense, as Doug referred to in the other broadcast, that, you know, they're making a few mistakes also, Craig.
Yeah. That one misses away for ball three. And you got to think about it, too. We talked about seeing up here during the first game how young this team is for Clay County. A lot of freshmen and sophomores out there. They're kind of, that one gets away. They're going to try to score from third, and it will be a run scored by Eddie Rivera coming in to score. It was ball four to get the walk. So runners at the corners now for Gordonsville as Rivera will come in to score, and Sykes will move down to third base. Matthews not going yet.
He's got a courtesy runner, I believe, too, at first.
And Matthews, the catcher for Gordonsville. The courtesy runner out there is number three. That is Alex Bush, the runner. Adams squaring the bunt. This Kyle Adams with two outs. You don't think he would here. As I'm not really sure why Bush is still standing at first base. They were very aggressive with the last situation like this.
And there you go.
Now he'll go. No throw from Daly, and it will be runners at second and third for Gordonsville. The pitch was a ball to Kyle Adams to take count 1-0. Adams was hit by a pitch, scored a run his last at bat. That one misses away for ball two. Take the count 2-0.
Keselowski's had to throw a lot of pitches this inning, too.
This is the 11th batter he's faced here in the inning. 2-0 pitch. That one misses away for ball three. So 3-0 to Kyle Adams. You talked about him being one of their leaders on this team. 3-0, you don't think they'd take the bat out of his hands here. He'd probably be swinging away with his 3-0 count. But that one misses. Well, it did catch the outside part of the plate for call strike one to take the count 3-1. So he was taking there on a good pitch from Keselowski, just catching the outside part of the plate. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss on a big cut there to take the count full.
Yeah, good job by Keselowski battling back here against Adams. You know, like I say, if we get one out, get out of this thing, guys. It's 8-0 in favor of the Tigers, but a lot of baseball to be played.
3-2 pitch from Keselowski. Swing and a miss for strike three on a big strikeout. He didn't hold it. Daly will throw down to first to complete the strikeout. So Gordonsville sends 11 to the plate. They score six. We're through two complete. It is Gordonsville 8, Clay County 0. Back to Salina right after this.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 0-8 heading into the third inning. And here's your dog recap brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Jay Foster doubled and stole third and then scored on a fielder's choice to make it 1-0 in the bottom of the first before another run came in on an error to make it 0-2. Heading into the second inning, and that's where the Tigers went on a rally. They added six runs there, a lot of hit-by-pitches to get base runners on, and then they got knocked in by the Tigers, and now it is 0-8 in favor of Gordonsville over Clay County heading into the top of the third inning, as Clay County just hasn't been able to get anything going in the batter's box. They have one hit tonight so far, I think, and that's it for the Bulldogs. This dog recap has been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue on the square in Salina. Was I correct about that, Craig? Nolan Adams maybe had a hit in this one.
Kyler Westmoreland.
Westmoreland,
had the
that's
hit.
Right.
The double to right field, and You kind of mentioned that you make any kind of mistake, and this Gordonsville team is going to capitalize on it. They just find every little thing that they can use against you, and they do it very well. And leading off here will be Waylon Cherry, the right fielder, leading off this third inning. He'll be followed by Warner Melton back to the top of the order with Nolan Adams. There's a swing and a miss there to even the count at 1-1 to Cherry. Colton Bennett back out there. Hasn't lost any speed moving to the top of the third. Swing and a miss there for strike two
Ben is just not going to let the Bulldog hitters get comfortable. He's not giving them enough time to get comfortable. I mean, he's back with the next pitch in 10 seconds, usually or less.
And that one called strike three. Got him looking at the numbers for the first out of the inning. That is the fifth strikeout of the game for Colton Bennett. You'd think he might have cooled off a little bit. He doesn't play defense for Gordonsville or doesn't bat, so he's just been sitting over there for a pretty good while after that long inning by his offense.
Yeah, he's dialed in. I mean, like you said, he sat for quite some time, guys, and he's come back out again on the money.
Warner Melton up to bat now for Clay County for the first time. He's had a couple of big catches out in left field for the Bulldogs. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss to even the count at 1-1 to Melton. Bennett, 1-1 delivery fouled off into the fence. And you talked about it. A lot of times you see batters step out like this and try to have a little time to kind of get their mind back focused. Bennett, he's up there ready to work. And if you do that consistently, the umpire is going to let that pitcher work as fast as he wants, isn't he?
Absolutely.
1-2 delivery. Misses for ball two to even the count at 2-2.
Bulldogs may need to step out a little bit. Maybe break his rhythm.
Yeah, because he's really got it going.
Bennett. 2-2 pitch. Misses low for ball three. And Melton works it full.
Yeah, good job by Melton here, guys, you know, as he gets back to a full count.
Payoff pitch coming here from Colton Bennett. This one fouled off the plate. Is Melton battling with Bennett here in the top of the third inning? Gordonsville, 6 runs in the bottom of the second to extend their lead to 8-0. Can't let too much separation happen. Clay County would love to be able to get some of those back here in the top of the third. Three-two pitch. Misses away for ball four.
We need a base runner. Got one.
We did. And it's Warner Melton, guys. And this is just the and I guess he played in the last one, so just the sixth game that he's appeared in. Did have an ankle injury early on and just returning from that, guys. So welcome addition to the Bulldog team. Melton, a really good athlete as a sophomore, I think.
Back to the top of the order with Nolan Adams at the plate. That one misses high for ball one. To Adams, the leadoff batter, he grounded back to the pitcher to start the game. Seeing him for the second time, Rivera coming in to say something to Bennett from over there at first base. Eddie Rivera, the first baseman for Gordonsville, swinging a miss on a big cut there to take the count 1-1. You look at the stance by Rivera over there. You love to have a left-handed first baseman, but he's right-handed, and he's got the right foot on the bag. That's a tough angle to make a catch, isn't it?
It is.
That one misses low for ball two to take the count 2-1.
Yeah, you mentioned Adams grounding out to lead off this game. And, you know, he was right on the pitcher at that time. Let's see what he can do with him second time around.
Runner goes. Pitches a ball, throw down to second base. Going to be high. Second baseman, good job backing up the shortstop, but a stolen base for Warner Melton to put a runner in scoring position now for Nolan Adams, and that's Coach Brown being aggressive, knowing that he's got one of his best hitters here at the plate with a chance to get a run on the board if he can get somebody down in the scoring position.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first broadcast of Bulldog Baseball as Adams turns on one.
Ground ball to third. Long throw across the diamond is going to be there for out number one. They'll throw back across. Did he get him? He did not. Oh, that's good speed by Warner Melton being able to move on the run. That was a great throw by the third baseman for Gordonsville, as he throws across the diamond. Kyle Adams making the throw over to Eddie Rivera. Rivera coming right back to Adams, and boy, they almost turned a double play there in the infield on a couple of strong throws.
That was close.
Here's a foul ball into the net by Brady Daly for strike one. Does move the runner down to third base, so a run away 90 feet away for Clay County. But two outs here in the top of the third.
Well, I was trying to get out before Adams made contact there. You know, once Clay County base runners get on. The stolen base percentage is out the roof.
Yeah.
Coach Brown was talking about that before, and it's still up around that 90th percentile at this point, Craig. So you're seeing that. You know,
yeah.
Melton, only the second base runner Clay County's had tonight, he's standing at third now.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Gordonville does. Get on,
right.
Get aggressive, and that's what they've been able to do. Count here is 0-2, though, to Daly as Bennett tries to get out of this without giving up a run and almost lost that one. Good job by the catcher there. For Gordonsville, Chris Matthews coming out of his stance to have to leap up and backhand that one about 6 feet in the air to keep it from getting to the fence and hold Melton there at third base. Swing and a miss for strike three. So Clay County gets a runner on with a walk. They strand a runner at third base. We're through 2.5. It is Gordonsville 8, Clay County 0.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County trails Gordonville 8-0 here, heading into the bottom of the third inning. And we've also got an update from Clay County Lady Bulldog softball. They're just down the road at Red Bowling Springs for a big district game. They're up 9-1 at the end of the fifth inning. Baylor Walden, we talked about her having a solo home run earlier in this contest, but she's also in the circle for the Lady Dogs. She's struck out 12 of 18 batters, guys, and retiring, only allowing one hit in this contest. So Walden doing it all for the Lady Dogs.
And that's a huge game for them, going on the road to Red Bull and the team that's battling them for second right now, with Gordonsville kind of the team everybody's chasing. So that, if they can hold on and get that, that's a huge win for Clay County.
Their first game was an extremely competitive game.
Oh, it was.
That was their first game, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, walk-off win by the Lady Dogs. So,
it
was a really good game. Bottom of the seventh.
Yeah.
So, Clay County ladies doing their job to try to stay in second place. You know, the Bulldogs also in that same time position here, though they have already lost to Gordonsville here tonight, and they're trailing in this second half of the doubleheader, Craig, but you mentioned it to start this one. You know, it's not necessarily about knocking off the Tigers right now.
Yep.
It's about getting that second spot.
Yeah, you don't have to beat them now. And Doug Strong was talking about that. You have to put yourself in a position to be able to get to a spot where when you have to beat them is really late. You know, when you back it way up into the season, and that's what just what Clay County's trying to do. You'd love to be able to come back and get this win. They're by no means out of this game here. But if you can't, you're still in a position for that two spot to be away from them until you get to the championship game. And then just if you stay that way, you kind of help yourself by staying away from them. We move to the bottom of the third here in this game with Gordonsville and Clay County. It's Maddox Randolph leading off for the Tigers. That one misses, or that's called strike one. They got 0-1 to Randolph. He'll be followed by Dalton Hancock and Jay Foster. Due up here in the bottom of the third, the 8, 9, and 1 batters for Gordonsville. This one hit hard down the third base line. That's going to be knocked down, but it's going to be rolling away from the third baseman. It'll be an infield hit for Maddox Randolph on one hit sharply on the baseline side, on the out of the foul line side of Maddox of third base.
You know, it was one of Kasikowski's signature breaking balls. He saw Rudolph just kind of weighed on it, Craig, and really turned on it. Just barely kept it fair.
first hit of the game for him, and now it'll be Dalton Hancock stepping to the hit. Hancock had a single and stole a base with an RBI, as this the bottom of the order really kind of got them going in this inning. They started off with a flyout in the leadoff spot. Now the runner's going to go high pitch, little trouble getting out of the glove, throw down to second base, not in time, as Randolph going to steal second base, as Daly having to come up out of the stance when he did, just trying to pull that out of the glove. It just kind of caught in the webbing out of the mitt, and he just couldn't get control of it in time.
That almost looked like a pitch out. I'm sure it was not one, but it looked like one, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Daly caught it, like you say, out of the box almost, Kevin. And a good throw, but like Craig said, just a little late.
That one bunted foul into the net on the right side. The count evens up at 1-1 to Dalton Hancock. You know, pitch out might not be a bad call, you know, against a team that loves to run this way.
As aggressive as they are, it might be.
That may be what Coach Hughes is talking about here to his batter.
Could be. While we have time, I also, again, want to remind our listeners to share this broadcast. Go down and hit the share button. Have a chance to win a Del Hala Horizon newspaper subscription. Our winner was Miss Carly Webb from our last broadcast. If she's listening, all you got to do is send an email to info@delhalahorizon.com. If you already have a subscription, we don't mind. We'll add you a year. Or you're welcome to give it to someone else. So, everyone, please share this broadcast for us.
Dalton Hammock's conversation with Hughes is over as he comes back into the batter's box here in the bottom of the third. Kazlikowski takes a look out to Randolph out there at second base. Again, he squares the bunt, bunts it right back to the pitcher. He'll come off to the right side, throw to first base, gets away. Run will come in to score as it'll be Hancock trying to move down to second base. He'll do so. Ball will get away again. That'll let Hancock try to attempt to get to third. He'll dive in head first and be there safely for Gordonsville. Again, there's that aggressive base running as on that wild throw, he's able to go all the way to third base.
And the runner scoring from second, I don't believe ever stopped at third. When he saw the pitcher was going to first, he just kept on going.
Yeah, knew he had the advantage there, Kevin. And, you know, unfortunately, the throw didn't get gloved on that end and kind of all over from there. But, again, I think it goes back to the pressure that they bring with their base running. They're kind of forcing some of those errant throws or bobbled-type plays, Kevin.
No doubt.
They make you speed up. It's kind of like a full court press in basketball. They just try to speed you up and try to make you rush things. Pitch was a ball to Jay Foster. It's 1-0 to the leadoff man for Gordonsville. That one misses away for ball two. Backhand stop there by Daly behind the plate for Clay County to hold that runner at third base. It doesn't have to get far for them to try to come in to score.
I know Foster's got two hits. I'm not sure if he's perfect on the night, Craig.
He is, two for two.
Had a good night so far.
Breaking ball catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one on a pretty curve ball there. Started up around the bill of the cap and just broke right on the inside part of the plate that time.
Yeah, and that's what you see from Kazlikowski, Kevin. And that's his best pitch, there's no doubt.
It is, and, you know, he's just a sophomore. If he develops some on the fastball side, he's going to be a good one.
2-1 pitch hit hard down the left side. Coach Hughes tries to barehand that one. He's been coaching long enough to know better than that. That'll sting if you catch it just right, and the count evens up at 2-2 on the foul ball.
I think that was the first error on Gordonsville.
I think you're right. Dalton Hancock takes a short lead there at third base. The count evens up at 2-2 to Jay Foster. When he gets on base, he puts pressure on, does Foster. Swing and a miss there to get the strikeout. Big strikeout there by Kazlikowski, getting Foster for the first time today for out number one here in the third inning.
Yeah, and we're taking a little off of that one right there, guys. The changeup up in the eyes of Foster. He saw that one, and he wanted it bad, and he was way out in front of it.
Yeah, that's one of those that it looks so good coming in. You think, I'm going to just take this one for a ride. That one misses outside for ball one, but then it's about a foot higher than you thought it was.
Yeah.
1-0 to Tucker Smith. the left-handed batter for Gordonsville. He's got a couple of RBIs on the day, a chance to add to his RBI total with a runner at third here as he hits this one to shallow center field. Second baseman going out. He'll make the play on the grass for the out. The runner tags. Strong throw coming in. He got it. No, he didn't hold on. Oh, that was a great throw by Kyler Westmoreland. The tag was applied, but then it popped down the glove of Daly. And I think they're right. I think if they tag him, I don't think he's touched home plate yet. But now they're going to stop Daly as he started down through there.
I don't know.
But it doesn't look like he touched home plate, but they're going to give him the run.
Yeah, Coach Brown going to come out and ask for an explanation on this one, guys. But what a throw by the senior Kyler Westmoreland, guys. Off his back foot, Kevin. Looked like it was going to sail, but he had enough on it to get it there.
Right. Yeah, it had some height on it, but it was a good throw. Could not have put it in a better spot.
I'm glad we've got video. There'll be a lot of people going back to look at that because that and he may have touched it. There was a lot of stuff going on trying to see if the ball was popped, but it looked like he hopped right over home plate and never made contact. But I've been wrong before. First pitch to this at-bat to Rivera is going to be ball one just outside to make the count 1-0, but a couple of runs in, and that's a couple of big runs to make the lead 10. So now Clay County is going to have to score something to extend this to 7 innings. Is that one going to miss low for ball two? Is with the 10 run rule effect in high school baseball, it could stop after 5.
Yeah, and sometimes you see those shortened up in non-conference games, but that's not going to happen here in this District 7A contest.
That one misses for ball three. Now to Rivera. Rivera's been on base all 3 times today. Hadn't got a hit yet. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Catcher interference put him on base in the second inning. Now it's 3-0, and that one misses for ball four. So he's reached base, I guess, about the only three-way. Did it miss? No, that was a strike there to take count 3-1.
On that previous play, I know the runner hopped over the tag. Now, I don't know. But I did notice the home plate umpire pointed toward the plate. Now, I don't know if that meant he thought he definitely got the plate or what, but he pointed toward the plate.
Full count there now to Rivera. This one hit well. The first base gets through. Adams just couldn't come up with that one, and Rivera is going to be on base again for the third time for Gordonsville. So a runner with 2 outs now for Sam Albritton for the Tigers.
Yeah, we talked about the power we thought Rivera might have. He just missed that one, guys, or we could have seen it right there.
Yeah.
Really turned down the right field line with it.
Albritton looking for his first hit of the day. He's 0 for 2 on the day. And this one hit well to center field. Center fielder going back. He'll turn, try to get to it. Can't do so. That's going to drop for extra bases for Albritton. Good throw coming in, but not in time. They're going to hold the runner Rivera at third base as a good play out there in center field just to get to it by Clay County's Caden Dyer and hold the runners at second and third, but it's a double for Sam Albritton.
That hit the wall on one bounce, didn't it?
It did.
That was well struck. To not dead center, but pretty close to it.
Yeah. And now Brody Sykes, the batter for Gordonsville with runners in scoring position. That one gets away. Runner going to try to come in and score from third base. He'll do so standing up as that one got into the mitt of Daly, and Rivera will come in to score the third run of the inning, extend the lead to 11-0, and Albritton will move down to third base. Sykes, 0 for 1 today with a walk. He was stranded at third base. This one hit foul off the right side over onto the softball field, evens the count at 1-1. He's the designated hitter. He doesn't play defense. He's batting for Colton Bennett. He may be one of those pitchers. You talked about him being possibly 6'4", 6'5". If you've got that height, that makes it even tougher when you're a pitcher for a high school team.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 count to Sykes. Swing and a miss on a big cut. Gets away. Well, he's 0-2. Now the throw down to first base in time for the strikeout.
How many outs do we have? We just have...
That should be three.
That's what I thought. But
got the strikeout. Well, he's like me. They had two strikes on the board. I had to count 1-2. But the home plate umpire said that's strike three. So it will be the third out of the inning. Gordonsville scores three. We're through three complete. It is Gordonsville 11, Clay County 0.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports here on the Horizon Sports Network. Got a final from Red Bowling Springs, where Clay County beat the Red Lady Dogs 12-1 in six innings, guys. Baylor Walden finished the night allowing one hit and threw 13 strikeouts and probably faced about 20 batters in that contest. He was also 2-for-3 at the plate with a double and a home run. So what a night for the sophomore Baylor Walden. Also, the junior Jake Walker went 2-for-3 with a couple of RBIs, and the freshman Jenna Thompson, three hits in that contest. So a lot of contributors for the Lady Dogs in that big district win, Kevin.
Big win. Absolutely a big win. That goes a long way toward solidifying that second place. Or does it? Let's see. How far along? Well, it goes a long way.
It does go a long way either way. I think they've still got Clark Range and Pickett County left to play, and then, of course, Gordonville in a game we're going to be calling here on the Horizon Sports Network late in the season, guys.
Colton Brown leading off here in the top of the fourth inning for Clay County. He'll be followed by Reese Adams and Kyler Westmoreland, swing and a miss there for strike one to even the count at 1-1 to Colton Brown, as Colton Bennett had a pretty good night. He'd given up one walk, one hit, swing and a miss for strike two. Take the count 1-2. So he has faced only two more than the minimum for Gordonsville. 1-2 pitch. This one fouled off by Brown to stay alive at the plate.
Colton Brown averaging 320, guys, so he's hitting the ball pretty well. 414 on base percentage, and he's got second on the team with eight hits for Clay County. I know that's not double digits, but, you know, as quiet as the bats for the Bulldogs have been, that's a big number, really.
It really is.
Leads the team in doubles.
No, he does. Okay.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on the inside pitch. Catcher didn't hold it. It gets away. He'll throw down to first base trying to complete the strikeout and able to do so to get the first out of the inning, as it bounced out of the glove of Chris Matthews, the mitt of Chris Matthews, but he's able to throw down to first base to complete the strikeout and get the first out of the inning. Strikeout number seven on the night for Colton Bennett.
Craig, that looked like that hard breaking ball that we discussed between innings.
It sure did.
It was inside and broke further inside and had some speed on it.
He may be trying to widen out his range of pitches here tonight. First pitch of this at-bat going to be a swing and a miss by Reese Adams for strike one to take count 0-1 now to Adams.
And we talked about Reese Adams, you know, home run. He's also close to 300, batting 261, guys. He's got six hits on the season. And, Kevin, also a couple of extra base hits, two doubles and then three singles.
Right.
Bennett went back to that heat that time to get the second strike to Reese Adams. It's 0-2 now to the first baseman for Clay County. Bennett not happy with the sign from Chris Matthews. Now back on the pitching rubber. I don't think he's done that yet tonight. The 0-2 pitch. This one fouled off. He doesn't take much time. He doesn't disagree with his catcher much, but he did step off the pitching rubber that time, probably the first time tonight.
And back to the Bulldog stats, it looks like Aiden King leads the team in RBIs with 7. And Nolan Adams leads in runs scored.
Yeah, Adams also in hits, I think he's got 10 on the season, and we know he missed two games. As Reese takes a big swing there, looking for another one of those home runs. He had to kind of do it. That one was pretty close on the outside corner, wasn't it?
Yeah, had to protect the plate, and he couldn't catch up to that fastball up around the eyes, and strikeout number 2 in the inning, strikeout number 8 in the game for Colton Bennett and Kyler Westmoreland. Now, will that first pitch to Westmoreland going to be a swinging strike for strike 1? Westmoreland, the only hit of the day against Colton Bennett, a double down the right field line to take away the no-hitter by Bennett. That one misses inside for ball 1 to even the count at 1-1.
You know, Westmoreland looks confident in the batter's box, guys. Yeah. You know, that's what you want to see. That's what Coach Brown talked about, Kevin, is, you know, having the confidence to stand in there and swing at a pitch. And, you know, that's as simple as it, you know, he's trying to get back to the basics, basically.
And let's face it, this could be one of the better pitchers they've faced in this young season so far, too. Even though he's not their number one starter, he's a good pitcher, obviously.
You look at that and you think,
how good are the other two guys?
And how well are they set up for a tournament with 5 teams?
Right.
You've got 3 guys. You're going to throw a quality pitcher each night of that tournament. 1-2 pitch from Bennett. That one misses for ball 2 to even the count at 2-2. Adams, the first baseman for Clay County, as they retrieve some foul balls. Bennett, 2-2 pitch, misses away for ball 3, so Adams has worked the count full now to 3-2. Adams takes a look down at Coach Devram Brown down.
We got Westmoreland up there, I think, now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyler Westmoreland. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Nolan favor.
That's
from here.
Westmoreland with a walk. So both times he has been on base, he has walked or has reached base with the double and now walk for Kyler Westmoreland.
Pretty sure he stole a base the last time he got on too, didn't he?
It was a double.
Oh, okay.
Then he was stranded there at second. Aiden Keen, the batter now. Swing and a miss on a big cut by Keen there, the designated hitter. He bats for Whit Kazlikowski, the pitcher for Clay County. So Keen not out on the defensive side of the field for Clay County. Another big cut there as he's took a couple of rips at some up around the numbers, but just couldn't make contact. Runner goes, pitch misses away, throw down to second base is going to be in time. Good throw there by Chris Matthews. Good tag out there by the shortstop, Jay Foster. It'll be 2-6 caught stealing for the third out of the inning. So we're through 3.5. It is Gordonsville 11, Clay County 0.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball here on the Horizon Sports Network, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Folks, if you, again, like we said earlier, if you haven't been down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee, to see what Clay Power Sports has to offer, you need to do so. And they're adding stuff all the time, guys. They started out with pontoon boats and other type fishing boats. They're even selling Skeeter bass boats right now. Oh. So one of the top of the line in the industry when it comes to bass fishing. And saw something on their social media that had one wrapped for a local guy, you know, had Clay Power Sports and all the sponsors on it. And this is not a shade tree type operation down there that Eli Schmucker and the gang's got going on. They've got all the major brands somewhere everybody needs to go check out.
Very impressive.
If you want to get from point A to point B very quickly, those Skeeter bass boats will do it.
They'll get you there.
They'll get you there. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying that if you need to do that, they will get you there.
Yeah. So. Well, you got to have a little patience to fish, but you also got to get to these spot to spot quick.
Exactly.
Greg.
Because you may be trying to go to the same spot I'm at. So.
That's right.
I'm going to.
Clay County trailing 11-0, guys, headed here into the bottom of the fourth. You know, the Bulldogs just haven't been able to generate any offense against Bennett, this pitcher, Kevin. Just really impressive on the mound.
He is impressive. He's got a live arm. We're not seeing a lot of a breaking ball except between innings. He's got an interesting breaking ball that he's not throwing to the batters that I've been watching in the warm-ups. So.
I got you. Well, he hadn't needed it.
No, he hadn't. Not so far.
Kazlikowski, first pitch misses inside to a pinch hitter here as Chris Matthews. The catcher, not the batter here, number 19, Tristan Wood, the pinch hitter for Gordonsville. 1-0 to Wood. This one hit sharply on the left side. That's through for a base hit. That's a good hit right there by Wood coming off the bench to get the base hit for Gordonsville.
Well, Wood's no slouch. Again, know these names from the other sports guys. He played both football and basketball and contributed to that state tournament run, and just another good athlete for the Tigers.
He just ripped that one on the left side in the hole, and now let's see, number 23 is going to be the pinch hitter, Lincoln McFarland. So Coach Hughes getting some other people up to the plate. Now is McFarland going to hit for Kyle Adams? That one misses away for ball one. Take the count 1-0 to McFarland. Kazlikowski with a runner at first will throw over. It bounces in. Adams going to keep it close enough to hold the runner there at first that time.
You know, guys, the Tigers have hit the ball fairly well, especially the ball that was a one-hopper to center field. But I think the base running has been the key to the game for them so far. They just force you into so many errors. Let's face it, the more times you have to throw a baseball, that increases the likelihood that something's going to go wrong.
Yeah, and they make you do it. Absolutely. Just about on every trip.
2-0 count. That one misses away for ball three, and the runner's going to take second on the play as Tristan Wood moves down to second base in the scoring position. Count 3-0, though, to Lincoln McFarland for Gordonsville. Delivery. Catches the outside part of the plate for call. Strike one. Take count 3-1.
Yeah, I don't think we're looking at a tremendous amount of hits from Gordonsville. Like you said, Kevin, Game Changer shows 5. I'm not sure exactly what it is according to what Craig's got, but it's definitely about the pressure they put once they get on base.
Well, I was going to guess 5, but lucky guess. Yeah, they make the most of their plate opportunities.
They do.
Yeah, I've got 5 also. Full count here to McFarland. 3-2 pitch. Looks at ball 4 to put runners at first and second now here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Let's see if they've got another pinch hitter up there. I think they do. Number 29, Sam Osdero, the batter for Gordonsville. He'll bat for Maddox Randolph, the right fielder.
Guys, it looks like Kaslikowski's up to 89 pitches.
Yeah, I knew he had, with the long innings, the rally by Gordonsville there back in the – is that the second or third?
I can't remember
for sure. You know, that your pitch count's going to get close to that 100 mark real quick.
Yeah, 11 players went to the plate in the second inning. It's a pretty pitch there from Kaslikowski on that breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. This one hits straight up at home plate. Daly trying to settle under it and can't track it down. It's going to drop for a foul ball, and the count goes 0-2. A tough play to make when you're coming out of that catcher's stance and it's popped straight up over your head. Just finding it is the first tough thing, and then getting your body position to be able to make a play.
And it almost fell exactly where it was crouched down to begin with. You know, it was literally vertical.
Yeah. 0-2 count to Osdero. Swing and a miss for strike 3 for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, good pitch right there by Kaslikowski, Kevin. I think that was the kind of that low slider or breaking ball he's got. You can't throw it much better than that.
I would say he's thrown 60% breaking balls, maybe more.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about coming into this one. You know, that's what Livingston Academy had trouble with, Kaslikowski's pace, and you just can't call it anything else but his junk, you know, and coming to the plate. And done a good job of that tonight. Gordonsville's just done a pretty good job once they've gotten on base, like we said.
Dalton Hancock going to stay in the lineup to hit for Gordonsville. Tries to bunt that one, bunts it foul, as he's the number 9 hitter for Gordonsville.
And a couple of those base runners also coming, just like I said, from the scouting port, in my opinion. Those breaking balls that are in just a little bit, we saw the Tigers stand there, turn into them, and take them. And a lot of those runners that got on that way ended up coming across the plate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we talk about. If they find a way to get on base, and they've got on base in some different ways tonight, with a couple of hit batters, catcher's interference, different things. And once they get on, that's when they really turn the pressure up on the defense. 1-1 pitch to Hancock. This one hit the right side. Second baseman going back. Settling under, it's going to be Westmoreland. Can't pull it in. Runner tags. Westmoreland's throw to third base is offline, and they're going to be the bases loaded for Gordonsville.
That was not an easy try.
No, that's one of those, kind of like the one with the catcher. That was hit where you got to get back there and get your body set to be able to make a play, and just a tough spot to do so.
And we're under the lights right now, too.
Yeah, and also it goes back to what we've been saying all night long, guys. He knew those runners were tagging. Kind of sped Westmoreland up a little bit there on that one, too.
New batter here will get the number. That one gets away, but not far enough for the runners to advance. It's going to be a ball to number 25. That is James Peoples hitting for Jay Foster for Gordonsville. Bases loaded here for Peoples. This one hits foul straight over the press box. They even the count at 1-1.
Now the Tigers have, to this point, 20 at-bats, 5 hits, but 6 RBIs off those 5 hits.
Yeah,
so
right.
They've made them count. And 4 base on balls.
One pitch from Kazlikowski. Swing and a miss on a big cut by Peoples, but couldn't catch up to that fastball by Kazlikowski that time of around the numbers.
Yeah, back-to-back fastballs from Witt at this point, guys. He fouled one off and got him with it to get ahead in the count.
Infield playing in at first and third. Did he touch that one? He did. Just no, but it was held by Daly for the strikeout.
Yeah,
so Brady Daly able to catch that foul tip for strikeout, out number 2 in the inning.
Yeah, 3 straight strikes there for Kazlikowski. Set him up with the 2 fastballs, then came with a breaking ball. That's a good sequence there for the Clay County pitcher.
2 away now on a couple of strikeouts by Kazlikowski in this inning. I think that's another pinch hitter here for Gordonsville. That one misses inside for ball 1. Number 18, Rook Rackley, the batter for Gordonsville, as he'll hit for Tucker Smith. Now we'll have to see if these play defense. You don't much expect them to come out there defensively for Gordonsville, but you never know. Breaking ball there. Breaks right over the middle of the plate for strike 1 to even the count at 1-1.
And guys, of the 11 runs Gordonsville scored, only 3 of them are earned runs. So,
yeah.
Dogs have thrown it around quite a bit.
They have. They have. And that's another thing Coach Brown talked about coming into this one. They needed to play, a solid defense, not necessarily a perfect game, but one of their better defensive efforts. And, you know, we've seen that in the outfield. There's a couple of fielding errors, but most of them have come due to the pressure of the Gordonsville base runners, throwing errors, things of that nature, pass balls, so on and so forth. So, overall, the defense has been fairly solid, even with 2 of your starting outfielders out of the game, not here for this contest.
Call strike 3 there as Kazlikowski strikes out the side for the first time. Gordonsville leaves the bases loaded. We're through 4 complete. It is Gordonsville 11, Clay County 0.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Bulldog Baseball, being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Clay County trails Gordonsville 0-11. They need 2 runs here in the top of the 5th inning to keep this game alive. And here's your dog recap brought to you by Baxter Flooring. Gordonsville had a big second inning to jump out to an 8-0 lead. And then in the bottom of the 3rd, they added 3 more runs to make your score 11-0. Whit Kazlikowski just had his best inning on the mound. 3 up, 3 down with 3 strikeouts for the Bulldogs to set up this top of the 5th, where Clay County needs a couple of runs to extend this contest. This dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina, guys. Again, Clay County with their backs against the wall here, Kevin. We've seen them battle with Gordonsville throughout. We saw Whit Kazlikowski kind of bear down and take care of some of these reserve Tigers in the last inning. And we've got some Bulldogs coming up to bat here to try to extend this one.
Kazlikowski's up to 7 strikeouts now. I mean, he's pitched a pretty good game.
Really. Yeah, I agree. Allowed him just 5 hits. At this
as
point.
We mentioned, only 3 earned runs out of the 11 runs scored. So, and he's up to 104 pitches. 55 for strikes.
Runner caught stealing to end the top of the fourth inning. That'll mean Aiden Keene will be back up to bat for Clay County. He'll be followed by Caden Dyer and Waylon Cherry for the Bulldogs. First pitch to Keene, going to be on the inside part of the plate for call strike one.
Yeah, Keene, the sophomore, also batting close to 300, guys. He's the third best hitter on the team at 286. He's got six hits, most of those singles, but he does have a double and a triple. So, he had to hit those pretty deep to get those extra base hits, guys. And we've seen him take some cuts, Craig.
He does. He gets his money's worth on those swings. If you make contact, good things will happen when you swing that hard.
And seven RBIs on the six hits. He's making them count.
Yeah.
Sure.
Gordonsville coaching staff appeals the swing there. They say that he did check the swing, so it's 1-1 to Keene, and that one misses away for ball two to take the count 2-1. And right here, you talked about just needing two runs to extend this game. Doesn't matter how he gets on. He'd be happy to take a walk right here.
Absolutely.
2-1 pitch, big cut there to even the count at 2-2 as he can't catch up to that fastball.
And he's another one of those many, many sophomores. Coach is going to have – he's got some building blocks here.
2-2 pitch from Bennett. Misses away for ball three to take the count full.
Yeah, Keene battling right here, guys. He's looking for the pitch he wants. He's going to have to be kind of defensive here.
Full count, payoff pitch from Colton Bennett. And that misses for ball four. So a leadoff walk for Aiden Keene to put a runner on first base for Caden Dyer. That's a pinch hitter there for Clay County. I don't have a zero on the roster.
You got him. That was right. Caden Dyer, as you called him, at zero.
All right. That's what I thought. That one right down the middle for strike one, so the count 0-1 to Dyer.
Yeah, just had three plate appearances on the season, unless he made some in the last game. Of course, our stats aren't updated for that opener here on tonight's doubleheader.
That one missed inside, and that's not one you want to take right there on that fastball from Bennett. So Dyer got out of the way to even the count at 1-1. Keene short lead over at first base. This one fouled off at the plate to take the count 1-2.
Good job by Dyer there to stay alive.
Old baseball rule of thumb is to never get the first or third out running the bases, so Coach Smith has got that runner very close to first base over there. Rather, Coach Brown.
At this point, Bennett has eight strikeouts, giving up only one hit. Walk three. Been a solid game for him, for sure.
Yeah, super impressive.
No runs.
Super impressive so far on the mound for Gordonsville.
Moment to recover some baseballs that have been fouled away. They're ready to go now as the home plate umpire has them back. It's 1-2 to Caden Dyer. Swing and a miss there for strike three for out number one here in this fifth inning. Now Waylon Cherry, the batter for Clay County.
Cherry, another one of those young athletes for Clay County here. Just got to get some confidence at the plate. As the hit and run was on there, Cherry gets a swing, and Keene takes second.
Yeah, the foul ball, so they'll send him back.
I didn't know he touched it.
I didn't hear a sound, but the home plate umpire said that it was a foul ball. So it will be an 0-1 count. Keene bluffs, doesn't go. There may have been a pitch out that you talked about a moment ago as that one's high for ball one as Matthews quickly coming out of the stance. And you don't – sometimes you see things that just makes you think, what about the lights on the back of the catcher's equipment there? I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't know what that would be.
I noticed that earlier and had a discussion with Doug off air. He theorized that may be the way to signal pitches in from the bench. I do not know.
It is.
That's
true. And we haven't discussed that whatsoever, guys.
Right.
The catchers have a earphone or whatever you want to call it in their helmet, just like the NFL.
Oh.
The coaches can talk to them. So I think you're exactly right. It is allowed here.
There's a green
high school
light
baseball.
And a red light there.
I think that's the first one we've seen, though.
It could be.
Yeah, first one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
I've never seen that before in high school.
I'm not sure if it changed this year or what, but I remember Coach Brown telling me that in preseason. Yeah. And,
the modern era, you never know.
Something just slipped my mind.
3-1 to Cherry. That one misses for ball four. They'll throw down to first base, but the runner would have been safe anyway, as Keene will get the move down to second base. Second walk of the inning, so Colton Bennett now giving up a couple of walks here in the top of the fifth, and Warner Melton will come up to bat for Clay County.
It looks like the catcher's got just a real small pack there, and that's obviously a wireless device.
It is. You guys will have to tell me what that's really called. But in other words, like I say,
he's going to try to steal third. Ball gets away. Runners will be safe at third and at second. As Keene going on the pitch, will move down to third base. Cherry going to move down to second base. The pitch was a ball to Warner Melton. They're going to come out and talk to the pitcher, Colton Bennett. While they talk to him, we'll take a timeout here. We're in the top of the fifth, one out. Gordonsville leading Clay County 11-0. Back to Clay County High School right after this.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Meeting didn't take very long at the mound, but only one pitch during the commercial there, and it was fouled off by Melton into foul ground right over the press box, and the count evens up at 1-1 to Melton. He is 0-for-1 on the day with a walk, the 1-1 pitch. This one swing and a miss for strike two to take the count to 1-2.
Yeah, see Bennett bringing the heat after back-to-back walks. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder now.
Yeah, I think Coach Hughes kind of fired him up a little bit. That one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike three. So a big comeback strike out there by Colton Bennett to get the second out of the inning. Back to the top of the order, though, for Nolan Adams with runners at second and third now for Adams. Big cut there, but couldn't catch up to the fastball, and the count goes 0-1.
It'll be interesting here, guys. Again, Adams kind of been on Bennett from the start. But he's not in this at bat so far.
Couldn't make contact there on that fastball inside, on the inside part of the strike zone at the knees, and the count goes 0-2.
One strike away.
0-2 pitch. This one fouls straight back to stay alive by Nolan Adams. So it's 0-2 to Adams. If you can score, if you get a base hit right here and score these two runs, you extend it to at least another inning. So this is a big at bat here for Nolan Adams, trying to keep his team alive in this matchup with Gordonsville. 0-2 pitch, misses high for ball one.
Good job by Adams laying off with the game on the line, guys, and being able to take that one up in his eyes.
High pitch there. Good job by the catcher, Matthews, to keep it from getting away, as Aiden Keene has been very aggressive on the base paths down at third base. Waylon Cherry out at second base. One-two pitch from Bennett. Misses inside for ball two. He's walked two in the inning. Falls behind, rather evens the count out 2-2 to Nolan Adams. We've got 1-2 on the board, but I'm pretty sure it's 2-2. That one just misses for ball three. The Gordonsville fans thought that was a strike.
That was close.
It was close.
But, you know, we've seen that call all night from this umpire. He likes them down around the shoelaces, guys. He likes that low strike zone.
Full count pitch, the payoff pitch here in the top of the fifth, and Adam's going to stay alive. Nolan battling with Bennett here. We'll foul that one down the right field side and out of play.
Yeah, this is, you know, one of those matchups that I would have liked to have seen a couple more times throughout this game. Clay County just not able to turn it over as much. Only the third at bat by Nolan Adams, I think. And, you know, a good battle going on here.
It is, as he tries to extend this game. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off. Caught, though, at the plate by Matthews for the strikeout. Good inning by Bennett. Three strikeouts to end the game, and Gordonsville will win this one by a final score of 11-0 over Clay County. Stay tuned. Our post-game show is coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollowlake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County losers tonight to Gordonsville by a score of 11-0 here in Salina. In the second half of a doubleheader, they also fell to the Tigers 11-1 earlier on, I think. We'll now do the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Before we do that, I'll say Clay County falls to 3-9 on the season, to 3-3 in District 7A after tonight. Gordonsville improves to 9-7, 4-0 in the conference, and that may give them the lead, guys. I can't remember what I had Red Bulling at. Should have known that. Red Bulling 4-2, so however you want to look at it in the conference. Basically, I guess they're tied in a way, but good night for Gordonsville, not so much for Clay County, Kevin.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, Gordonsville didn't have that many hits. Kaslikowski pitched a pretty good game, had several strikeouts. Gordonsville had only 5 hits, but the Bulldogs, here's the key, one of the keys to the game, committed 8 errors in the game, and that led to a lot of very aggressive, well, as a result of it, aggressive base running on the part of the Tigers. A lot of times they get on first base and wind up on third quickly.
Immediately.
You know, sometimes we even saw a delayed steal. You know, just throwing the ball back to the catcher and the runner goes from second to third. But they were very aggressive. Bulldogs hurt themselves tonight some and were not able to get the bats untracked. I believe one hit officially, Craig.
Yes.
That's what we had. So.
Yeah, one hit for Clay County. And then, you know, you're right, Kevin. You know, Jay Foster got it going for Gordonsville early on as he had a double right off the back from the leadoff spot. Fielder's choice scored him. Then a hit by a pitch and advanced to third, and an error also scored another run. Clay County fell behind 2-0 at the end of the first inning. Wrong sport.
Wrong sport.
And then it was all about that second inning when Gordonsville got things rolling and pretty much put this one away, didn't they, Craig?
Yeah, they just that's where they kind of got a little help. Once they got somebody on and got Clay County to kind of throw in the ball where they didn't want to really throw it, they were able to capitalize off that. And that's a mark of a good team. If you can make someone make a mistake and then turn that into a positive for your team, you're going to win a lot of games. And that's what they were able to do. They got hit by a couple of pitches. That put people on. And a catcher's interference put people on. And that just puts base runners on. And like Kevin talked about, when you get a base runner on and you're aggressive, you can cause things to speed up and cause issues, and they kind of did that. And this is a good team, though. This Gordonsville team, they're going to be tough to knock out of this postseason.
No doubt about it. 6 runs in the second for Gordonsville as they go up 8-0, and then they added 3 more in the bottom of the third, guys, and then go on to win here in 5 innings, 11-0. And you're right, Craig. You know, this is a talented Gordonsville team, but it's not just about the team. It's about this Tiger program, Kevin. You've mentioned it throughout the broadcast. You know, this is a perennial power in Class A baseball. They just split with the defending champion Eagleville team in non-conference action last week, and you know, they're going to play with the top teams in the state year in, year out.
And these 2 wins put them 2 games over 500.
It is.
As we've alluded to earlier, that's because of the teams they play. Yeah. I mean, they're a stout program. Their pitcher, Bennett, had an excellent game. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, 11 strikeouts. He did walk 4 batters, but in a high school game, that's very common. But 11 Ks in 5 innings, he's striking out better than 2 batters an inning, you know. So, and he's, we hear, their third pitcher. So, as Craig mentioned earlier, they're well set for the postseason. I mean, a lot of teams go in the postseason with 1 good pitcher, maybe 2 good pitchers. If you've got 3, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, much like our team, just a sophomore, Craig. And on the flip side, we had a sophomore on the bump tonight. I thought Whit Kaslikowski pitched a decent game, only gave up the 5 hits. Yeah. Did have some of the pass balls and things of that nature. A couple of wild pitches and the hit batters that hurt us, hurt Clay County some and himself. But threw a pretty good game and kind of a joy to watch. I enjoy that junk type style.
Yeah, it's one that if it's working, it's tough to hit. And it was tough to hit. You got 5 hits, that's a hit an inning. Well, I guess they just played 4 on offense, but that's a little over a hit an inning. That's not bad. You'll take that as a high school pitcher. You'll be happy with that. But they found other ways to get on base, so he's got to clean that up a little bit. He cleans that up a little bit, and good things happen. He's, like you said, just a sophomore. He's going to grow up. He's going to, every time you face a good team like this, you get better, and that's what he's got to do. He's got to look at this and go back and say, what do I need to do here, and how can I change that? And just, I think he's got a bright future for Clay County.
I agree. Clay County again falls 11-0 to Gordesville. That wraps up the Bulldog Wrap-Up, which was brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Visit EcoPoundsOfTN.com to find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Egg Log Homes. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. One more segment here, guys. It's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Our first baseball broadcast, it was the pitcher, Nolan Adams. Tonight, I think you got to go with a senior. Kyler Westmoreland had the only hit tonight against Bennett, but it wasn't just about that, Craig.
No, he's a leader, you can tell, on this team. He does some good things, and that the hit was big, though, because as a pitcher, Colton Bennett, that's what he's working for, that no-hitter, and Westmoreland's the one that took it away. And if you give up just one hit, and that the guy that is the one that took it away, he'll remember that. Westmoreland will remember that I'm the one that took away his no-hitter, and Bennett will remember that too, but in different ways. So I think that's a good thing. I thought he played pretty good defense out there at second base too. Made some good plays and had a great throw at home plate that's still a little bit of a controversial call there at home plate. Yeah, so I thought he played a good game.
He did. And Kevin, we talk about the youth of this team. You know, Kyler Westmoreland is, Coach Brown talked about it at the beginning of the year, looking for a leader to emerge. I think Westmoreland's stepping up and becoming that for Coach Brown.
You look back at the difference from last year, the Bulldogs lost 9 seniors.
Sure.
I mean, I know that wasn't the entire starting lineup, but that's a lot to lose. And 5 of those guys were all-district players. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could say it's a youth movement for the Bulldogs right now, and with 9 sophomores and several freshmen, Coach has got some building blocks here.
Yeah, he does. And Westmoreland leading those young players tonight and throughout the season here. Tonight's top performer in a game that, not a whole lot to brag about, but Kyler Westmoreland stepping up for the Bulldogs, I think, Craig.
Yeah, I think he is. And that's what they need. They need that senior leadership. They need somebody to kind of help out their coach to be that leader on the field. But sometimes they can communicate to the other players around them better than the coach can. So that's what they need. He's to step up, because you're getting now to where you're in the stretch run. We're, a couple of weeks away from tournament time, maybe 3. So now's the time. You've got Gordonsville in the rearview mirror. Now, as you said at the broadcast, spring break's behind them. Gordonsville's behind them. Now just focus in. Try to get that 2 seed, because the 1 seed's pretty much locked up. Now the focus is on Red Bull and Springs, try to knock them off and get that 2 seed and be in a good spot where you can go into the tournament in a good position.
I agree. One more thing about Westmoreland. In our last baseball broadcast, we saw him come in and throw a couple of good innings. So also a relief pitcher here for Clay County. Yeah. So tonight's top performer was Kyler Westmoreland, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Guys, next broadcast will be a softball broadcast coming on Monday, April the 15th, here in Salina versus Cumberland County, Kentucky, the team from Berksville. Another non-conference match for the Lady Dogs. Looking forward to that one on Monday, April the 15th. I guess that's next Monday. It's hard to believe we're talking about the 15th of April. I thought it just started.
And you know, if the weatherman's right, there may not be a whole lot of ball played the rest of this week.
That's true.
At 2.5-3 inches of rain. If the weatherman is right, then that may be the next game they play.
It could be, and that's why we had the doubleheader tonight. Yeah. We never mentioned that during our broadcast, but basically because of the rain that was forecasted for tomorrow, these teams were supposed to meet here in Salina tonight for one game and then at Gordesville tomorrow night for that game, but that's why we had the doubleheader. So good point there, Kevin. And, anyway, looking forward to softball next Monday night. Guys, any final thoughts here on the Clay County Bulldogs?
Well, lest we forget, congrats to the Lady Bulldogs.
That's right.
Softball
Need to
team
mention
on
that.
On a big, big win, literally a big win and a crucial win.
It was. Beat Red Bull Springs 9-1, I think, was the final.
I think it was.
Craig?
I'm enjoying watching this team play and watching them grow up. You know, as we talked about, a lot of young kids, they're just kind of learning how to mesh together. Like you talk about, lost 9 seniors, they're probably sometimes – they may forget each other's name, you know. They just don't see each other that much. So they're just kind of growing together as a team and just getting better each week. And I know the 11-0 score, but still, I think they're doing some things and they're getting to where they need to be come tournament time. That's a tournament sport. You get to postseason, that's where you can control what happens to you. Just look at NC State. They go from almost being out of the NCAA tournament to the Final Four. You never know what's going to happen once you get to that postseason, so that's what this team is continuing to build on.
I agree. Good young team here for Clay County against tough competition with Gordesville and also the Macon County loss we also broadcasted. Guys, appreciate you being here tonight with us. Looking forward to the rest of the season with you.
Yeah, been fun.
Good to be here.
For Kevin Donaldson and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.